Before I start, as an aside, on the last thing that Mr. Lawson mentioned, I have a son who lives in Pittsburgh, and I looked at the paper yesterday online. They had a big article in there about Sussex County and Ocean City and the after effects of the storm, and one of the comments was how well Sussex County and Ocean City were prepared for the storm.
Of course.
So we got some good press out of that. In regard to the matter that I'm speaking, Universal Forest Products has a lease on a piece of property in the air park, and to give you a point of reference, where the fire marshal facility is and the Deltec driving school is, this would be just to the east or kind of northeast of that. There was a lease that was entered into by the county with a company named North American Housing Corporation that subsequently was assigned to a company named Schaffner that became Universal Forest Products. The original lease was about 5.5 acres. Turned out that that was incorrect, and it's actually, as it was surveyed, 7.22 acres. There was also a question of whether they had agreed to an assignment of an additional 17 or 18 acres out there. And it over the course of the years, there was a lot of controversy, or not controversy, but confusion over what was actually leased, what was actually the responsibility of Universal Forest Products, and so forth. They also built a building on the 7.22 acres, and they owned the building, but they leased the land as this developed. Universal Forest Products now has a potential tenant for the property. They never did anything with the building. It sat out there empty. And we had a teleconference with their council and people from Universal Forest Products to try to figure out exactly what was going on, and it went much better than we thought it would. They acknowledged that they leased the 7.22 acres, but the 17 acres we thought they had a lease on, they actually do not. And they're willing to waive any rights to that. And the significance of that is it would come back to the county subject to cleaning this up with North American, but give the county an option to use that property either to release it to somebody else, or there's also some plans to put a stormwater drainage facility out there, which would benefit the entire air park. So we have entered into a memorandum of understanding, which has been signed by Universal Forest Products, but where the county would agree that the lease agreement where the assignment of the 7.22 acres to Universal Forest Products could be amended. Right now it only says an assignment. It doesn't have assign or sublease, whereas just about every other lease in the air park says assign or sublease. Mm-hmm. This would give them, if we agree to the amendment, would give them the option of subleasing that property. They have a tenant, which is Delmarva Insulation right here in town. They have an option built into that lease to also purchase the building. And if they were to do that, they would be able to expand. And you have an existing company wants to stay here in the county. Otherwise, they may have to look elsewhere because of some issues they have on their property. But not only stay here, but could expand. That also, if that amendment is done, they would agree to relinquishing any rights to this other property, which would come back to the county. That by doing this, the county would agree that if the tenant exercises the option to purchase this building, they don't have to come back. It's, I think, a 2-year lease that they have with this option in it. So they could go ahead with the sublease, have Delmarva then even purchase the property and have it assigned to them, so that would all be taken care of. And in turn, the county gets this property back. And it really, as it worked out, we think was a win-win for everybody. Mm-hmm. They have a defined area. The county gets back the 17 acres, can do what it with it, and cleans up all this mess that has been out there for about 30 years, 35 years. So the memorandum of understanding, as I said, has been signed by Universal Forest Products, and I have given this to Mr. Lawson, and I believe perhaps it has been presented to you, Mr. Vincent. And so we would ask that council authorize Mr. Vincent to sign this memorandum of understanding, at which point then, you know, we'll proceed to get the amendment done, get the releases done on the other piece out there, and straighten out all the issues.
Okay. I'm trying to picture this. The tenant who's maybe coming in has the opportunity to expand. What do you mean? Is the building bigger than the need, or what do you say?
The building is bigger than where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Plus,
where they are now.
Right, and, okay. And plus the land area is large enough that, assuming their business grows, they can expand the building and employ more people. Plus, then it gives the county the option to lease another piece of that and bring another company into the mix.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you.
Do you have a proposed motion, sir?
The motion would be to authorize the president of Sussex County Council to execute the memorandum of understanding that has been drafted between Universal Forest Products and Sussex County to clarify the nature of the land lease and the to amend the lease agreement with Universal Forest Products.
Entertain a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
That's preliminary to the lease. Is that correct?
Well, the lease is, there is a lease
all
there
done?
that has been in existence since 1994, and this would be to amend just one section of that lease.
It will amend the lease. Okay.
Yes, just to say from assignment to assign and or sublease, and then the county still will be getting the rent on this.
Any more questions? I'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Webb?
Thank you. Today I'm going to have a recommendation for the fiscal year 2013 Human Service Grants Award. I do have a revised schedule for the Human Service Grants. Requests had come in since the packet was done, as this was originally on the October 30th meeting date, which was canceled or postponed. Only one request you'll see at the bottom did I add from the original schedule that you got in your packet. This year, the request did not exceed the budget. The budget amount of $143,520, and we had requests of $141,400. What's important to note and pleased to report is there's 83 agencies on this list that is helped by this award. We had four new requests this year. Two new requests were new to us, but we have funded them in the past previous year, so we had a history with them. So all the other agencies are the same. The grant amount that I'm recommending today is the same as in previous years, as our budget has remained constant over previous years.
You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the disbursement of Human Service Grants fiscal year 2013 as submitted to County Council.
Entertain a motion?
I'll make it.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Cole, any questions on the motion? Take your vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mrs. Webb?
Thank you. The next item for me on the agenda is to continue the discussion on the economic development incentives. In your packet, you received a memo. The last time we spoke, we were talking about economic development funds grants, and an outline was given as to the purpose of using economic development for grants, the criteria, and then the actual committee. And it was suggested that we appoint perhaps someone on this committee that is a Sussex County Council appointee, and that's where we had left off, we were tasked to do. And Mr. Lawson and I do have a recommendation that we appoint the member being Robert Ryder, and a copy of his resume was attached for you to review. And the updated policy also reflects these changes. As you can see, Mr. Ryder has a big variety of business interests and experience, especially with helping to advise business boards. And I didn't know if you would have any questions or like to continue the discussions on the grant. Again, this is a grant policy. Each prospective applicant must be vetted through the Economic Development Fund Committee. Then a recommendation will have to come to County Council. Nothing is set in stone. It's just another tool that we can use in economic development.
Any questions, Council? Do you have a proposed motion, ma'am?
I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council adopt these grant guidelines for the economic development funds.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
We don't need a motion to put Mr. Ryder on a committee, do we? You can just, Mr. Lawson, can you?
It is in the guide policy. That's an appointee.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Mr. Godwin. Wastewater agreements.
Mr. President and members of council, we have three wastewater agreements for your consideration this morning. The first one is Sussex County Project number 81-04 in the Senators. Section Phase 1A, agreement number 766-2. In this case, the developer is Mr. Jack Lingo of Rehoboth Beach, and the location will be on the west side of Gills Neck Road and will become part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. This construction will include off-site sewer construction as well as 11 single-family home lots. The total sewer connection charges will be $51,865. We have approval from our engineering department as well as from DENREC, and we are expecting 30 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $17,621.03, with an estimated proposed construction cost of $117,473.50 for this project. And I have a motion.
Please, yes, sir. Motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, for Sussex County Project number 81-04, agreement number 766-2, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Senators Lewis LP for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Senators Phase 1A, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
I have a question. It may or may not be appropriate, but I'm wondering, when these things are getting done, these developers are building houses, are they contributing to the land trust? Is anybody contributing to the Sussex County Land Trust as it was originally planned? Because they're going to sell these houses, I'm sure.
I don't believe that happens at this point.
I know that. I'm just wondering. I hear they're selling, and I don't know of any contributions that are coming in. So I'm just wondering.
I'm not well enough versed on the financial flow to know where those dollars enter our system.
I know. I understand. Just a question.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Next.
Thank you. Our second wastewater agreement is also in the subdivision of the Senators in Lewis, and this is Sussex County Project 8104, Senators Phase 1B. And this agreement number is 766-3. The same builder, Mr. Lingo, same location on the west side of Gills Neck Road, and this unit, too, will be part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving some 38 single-family lots. The total system connection charges here will be $179,170. And, of course, we do have the approvals of our engineering department as well as DENREC. Again, we're expecting 30 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $16,440.38 with a proposed construction cost of $109,602.50.
You have a motion, sir?
I do, sir. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project number 81-04, Agreement Number 766-3, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Senators Lewis LP for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Senators Phase 1B, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Sir. The third and final request comes from Sussex County Project 81-04. This is the landings at Pepper Creek, more formally understood as the Marina at Pepper's Creek Phase 2, Agreement Number 516-2. In this case, the developer is Bobby Horsey of Laurel, Delaware. This project will be on the south side of County Road 336, east of County Road 335A. Will be contained in the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District, serving some 17 single-family lots. The connection charges will total $113,050. We have approval from our engineering department as well as DENREC. Again, we're expecting 30 days of construction, with the construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling just $7,076.25, with a construction proposed construction cost of $47,175.
Motion, please.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 516-2, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between the Sussex County Council and HKS4 LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the landing at Pepper's Creek Phase 2, more commonly known as the Marina at Pepper's Creek, located in the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Jim Hicken, Georgetown Air Services sublease.